我们先念诵《般若波罗蜜多心经》。We'll start by reciting the Heart of the Perfection Wisdom Sutra. The English version is on the Small Prayer Book, page 1. Okay. But we will chant it in a group in Mandarin. But if you feel more comfortable in English, you can chant it in English on your own. 我们先念诵《般若波罗蜜多心经》。观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄，舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减，是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎帝嘎帝帕拉嘎帝帕拉桑嘎帝波帝娑哈。接着我们要念的是功德本颂啊，It is followed by the prayer, the foundation of all good qualities. The English version can be found in this red prayer book, page 137. Anyone need this prayer book? Thank you, Mui Ching.那些需要英文法本的请举手。 Those who need this red prayer book, please raise your hand. Mui Ching is giving up. Oh, no need. Okay, 功德本颂。唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，难得有意，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念此，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心令所引发，正念正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察诸母有情同我落有海，然后按习殊胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅翻心却于三总界，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中熄灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如离四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，随令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度。彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二悉地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。 于是加持令我先通达，须不经要及二次地心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚地勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是，开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道理皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。
So, as usual, so we start with meditation. So, first try to keep your back straight. Then, focus your mind on the breath. So, do breathing meditation for a few minutes.
同样的，我们像平常一样，先做一个简短的共修。最重要的是我们的背要挺直，然后呢，将我们的心呢专念于我们的呼吸上，然后呢，我们静静的观察我们的呼吸几分钟。
Then set up your motivation to do the Buddha Shakyamuni meditation. So now set up motivation. I'm going to do do this meditation to benefit for myself and benefit other sentient beings.
接着呢，我们要调整我们的发心，我们要做一个释迦牟尼佛的观想修啊，要为自己还有承办所有一切众生的毅力啊，去这样发心来做这个观想修。
So then, in front of one space, visualize a golden throne supported by 8 snow lines. On top of the golden throne, visualize lotus. On top of the lotus, then sandhis, mundis. Then on top of that, visualize Guru Shakyamuni Buddha.
观想在我们前方的虚空呢，出现了一个金色的狮子座，是由八个雪狮所撑起的狮子座。然后呢，上面有一朵莲花，这个莲花上面呢有一个日轮，还有一个月轮。在这个日月轮上面呢，出现本师释迦牟尼佛。
They all these are lively, and not like painting a picture.A statue like that, but rather lively, made of light. So try to get a clear picture in the mind.
我们所做的观想呢，是栩栩如生的，不是一个佛像啊，真的是好像是栩栩如生的。然后这个佛身呢，是一个光明身，是相好光明的。
So now, next we're going to chant Buddha Shakyamuni Mantra 7 times. So then, that time visualize the light rays and nectar come from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha into oneself, then purify it, our physical pain, mental suffering, any discomfort, or stress, orWhatever difficult we have in the mind, so totally purified. So you can visualize that.
接着呢，我们要念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒7次。在念这个心咒的时候呢，同时观想本师释迦牟尼佛放出大光明，并降下五彩甘露。这光明的甘露呢，进入我们的身体呢，净化了我们身体上和心理上所感受到的所有的一切障碍，比如说我们心里所感受到的巨大的压力啦等等，这些东西呢，随着的光明还有这个五彩的甘露呢，全部清除净化。
So then your entire body filled with light, blissful light, and feel the bliss and meditate, yeah.
然后呢，你全身呢感到前所未有的轻快安乐，也是出现在这光明的本质里面。他呀他哦，摩尼摩尼。
Yes, the last class I was talking about the six preparatory practice. I was talking about that, and so you know, I think we almost complete that part.
上一堂课呢，我们讲了这个六前行，差不多已经讲完了。
So mainly the number four there. So I mean to visualize the merit field.The number four, then, of course, then, then you do the, what goes, visualizing the merit field, then based on that, then of course, then you set up your motivation, correct motivation, then after that, the number six is the, not number pig, is the making, the practice of seven limb. And the mandala like that, so that way I think, yeah.
所以呢，上星期我们讲到第四个家行的前行里面第四点，就观想了资粮田。然后根据我们所观想的资粮田呢，我们依止着资粮田的发心哦，就依止资粮田做正确的发心，如理发心。接着呢，我们就做这个七支供养，然后呢，我们也可以供曼达。
So, I mean, you can see, you know, everywhere the seven practice include every prayer and most of the prayer or many texts. Everywhere you can see the practice of the seven practice, you know, from prostration to the dedication, the seven of them.
所以呢，这个七支文呢，这个七支文的修法呢，你可以在很多的祈请经文里面都看得到这七支文的供养的修法。但这有七个点，就是从顶礼，然后一直开始到最后的回向，共有七项的修行方法。
So this is very important practice. You know, as mentioned before, like first one, making prostration. So.Then how well you do the prostration. So that much effective you do well, so they're able to reduce the negative emotion such as pride. You know, able to reduce that. Not only that, then also is mentioned that able to leave imprint one's minds, able to achieve Buddha's the one of the sign, the what call this, the wishing.Wishinisha, yeah, able to achieve that sign like that.
这个七支供养哦，不要小看它，它其实是非常重要的修行的方法。所以，这前几堂课呢，King Rinpoche 已经讲过了，若顶礼我们做得好的话呢，它的效果呢带来的益力呢是非常的大的。比如说它可以帮助减轻减少我们的我慢心，依靠这个顶礼的修行呢，我们也可以种下这善的习气，将来可以证得佛的这个顶级。
So then next one is the Chupa, next is making offering. You know, so whatever you can possible, set up your offering or anything, you know, whatever possible, set up that. Make offering. Or not only that, you can visualize numberless of offering. Then you make up, you know, you offer that. So then that also, if you do well, you know, so,Then letting go, clinging on the object, attachment to the object. You know, clinging on the object, so that also one of the attachment, also that being problem to us. So therefore, when you do well offering, so that able to reduce, you know, clinging your mind onto the object.Such as what's called miserliness, like that.
这样呢，接下来呢的另外一个七支供养，其实正式的供养，我们可以根据自己的能力呢，做最好的供养，把最好能力办得到的、收集得到的，或者供品呢，来做出这供养，对资粮田做出供养，这样呢。我们如果做的，我们同时也可以观想，不只是我们放在那个佛台上的供养品，我们同时也观想呢，我们有供养无数无量的供品给所有的佛菩萨。如果做得好的话呢，这个修法修得好的话，我们可以帮助减轻，甚至是断除我们对供养品啊，或者对自己贪执事物的那种心理。所以呢，这个修行修得好的，修法修得好的话呢，可以断除或减轻我们贪爱的心理啊，减轻我们的坚令的心。
So like that, also then. So then, leave positive imprint. You know, when you do while offering, so then leave positive imprints in one's mind. so able to enjoy in the future of the, what's called, the wealth. Also you mentioned that you are able to enjoy the wealth, like, what's called, Nankatsu, I don't know how to translate, Nankatsu, the sky treasury, or something like that. Something I don't know, Nankatsu, Nanyeba.
这个供养呢，如果呢修行做得好的话，当然呢，我们会在我们的心里的这心相续里面种下这善的习气。这善的习气将来呢，就会有善的果报。就在我们的将来呢、未来世等等，我们可以享受啊广大的财富资源呢，如天一般广大的，他们叫什么天宝般的资源。
So like that. So, so it's so much benefit, you know, if you do well.
所以呢，这个修行供养修行的这个很简单的修法做得好的话呢，会有很大的毅力。
So also you have to understand all this meant to be changed or meant to be subdued our own minds, you know, such as pride, such as miserliness, you know, to subdue that, you know.
所以呢，不只是这种外在的所呈现的那个修行啊，它可以呢调伏我们的内心，通过这个外在的修行调伏我们的内心呢，减轻我们的我慢的心理，我们的坚定不肯布施的心理。
So then, the third one, what called compassion. I don't know, I can't differentiate these two always.
Confess negativity.
Confess, you know, purifying, so confess negative karma like that. The third one, so purifying the negative karma.
接下来要做的呢，就是我们的忏悔净化业障。
So, again, of course, it's really able to do well, the purification practice, you know, must apply the power to purify negative karma. When you apply this power and power, then that able to purify our negative karma. So that means that this purification practice, so if you do well, you are able to purify it, such as attachment, such as anger, then such as ignorance, the three poison, you are able to purify it.
当然，如果我们的净化业障的修行啊，这个接下来的修法的啊修得好的话，我们就是以四力来对治我们所往昔啊所种下的种种的业障。若做得好的话呢，它就能够对治我们的贪嗔痴三毒的烦恼，就能降服我们由三毒所引发的烦恼。
So then also able to leave positive imprint in what to call in to abandon you know, to obstruction.
So, 如果做得好的、修得好的话呢，也会种下善的习气啊，将来可以断除我们的烦恼障碍。
What you call obstruction or obscuration, which there's two obscuration.
Afflictive obscuration.
There's two obscuration. One is obscuration to achieve liberation. One is to obscuration or obstruction to achieve enlightenment.
我们的障碍呢有两种，一种是叫烦恼障，一种叫所知障。So,
so yeah, such as like three poisons, you know, attachment, anger, ignorance. All this manifests delusion, all the manifest delusion, or the seed of the delusion. So all those are called obstruction to liberation. So that means in order to achieve liberation or free from suffering, we must purify it. All this manifest affliction and the seed of that, we must purify that.
我们这里讲到的这个净化业障的修行呢，那净化是什么东西呢？就是净化我们的三毒的烦恼，就调伏我们三毒的烦恼。这三毒指的就是我们的贪嗔痴三毒所引发、所升起的烦恼，还有这烦恼的种子。这烦恼种子指的就是烦恼的那个习气。所以呢，通过这个净化忏悔业障净化的修行呢，我们就可以断除或减少我们所有的这个烦恼障。这烦恼障呢，能够障碍我们从轮回中解脱出来。因为它障碍我们的解脱，所以我们就需要去净化我们的往昔所种下的一些业障。令这些呢，不只是净化这些烦恼障，而且还要净化这烦恼障的习气，它的种子。
So like then, obscuration to omniscience is the affliction such as ignorance, attachment, or anger, the imprint left by those negative emotions left, the imprint in the mind. Those are more subtle. So these are the core obstruction to the omniscient. So in able to achieve omniscient, then you must purify it. The imprint also.
另外一个障碍呢，就叫做所知障。就是如果你要成佛的话呢，你必须断除了这两种障碍。所以另外一个要断除的障碍就叫所知障。所知障呢，是由这些烦恼它所留下的细微的习气。好，这细微的习气呢，它能障碍呢你的全知的能力，你的全知辨知全知的能力。所以呢，如果要断除它的话呢，我们必须净化它所留下来的这些细微的习气。
So I mean, just I don't know the need to know need to, I don't know. So that's I mean when you look at this, sometime of course the Tibetan word is sabun.Translate in English as a seed. Then, Pakcha is the imprint. In Tibetan word, Pakcha is imprint. So, of course, in Tibetan texts also sometimes you can see they are called same like that imprint, a seed. You know, sometimes they use, you know, same kind of sin, what call. Sometimes they look same.You know,
look same.
Look like same, but in you have to differentiate these two when you, yeah.
Ah, 就是语文翻译了。好，华文我们就叫做细微的习气，细微的习气了。就是在藏文里面呢，有时他就讲是翻译成细微的，他这种东西是非常非常细微的。可是呢，他有时候呢也用这个种子来形容，种子来形容。那英文呢就把它翻译成 seed， 这样华文呢我们有时候就叫种子啦，烦恼的种子。可是它指的呢，并不是指那个很有形象的那个种子啊，你种下去，它指的是它的意思，就是说呢，它是一种很细微的习气，但如果你一直去加强的话，它就会升起，就变得很强烈的意思。所以呢，华文我们就叫细微的习气。
English same seed imprint different。
这种子将来就会变成东西了，所以说它将来会变成很滋生的，有那种。前置的意思。
So I mean, just give some idea. I mean, so what's called for example, you know, just give an example to maybe get some idea. You know, like for onion, for our garlic, for example. You know, in order to grow another garlic, you need a seed. You know, you need something there, some seed to grow. Yeah, the imprint can be like, the imprint doesn't have power to grow the garlic. So idea is that just the smell of the garlic, you know, stick on your hand, for example, that can call an imprint. You know, not the seed. When you say seed, then seed have power to produce the garlic, for example.
We use durians. We use durians in Singapore. Huh? Durians. After eating the durians, the durian seed, everything thrown away, but can still smell it.
Whatever you like. So, so like that. So imprint is like that, you know, the smell of the durian or smell of the garlic, like that, you know. It is like imprint. You know, doesn't have power to produce another durian, another garlic, you know. So here, when you say seed of the delusion, imprint of the delusion is something like that, you know. When you say seed, then you have power to grow another delusion. When you say imprint, it doesn't have that power to grow another delusion. Yeah.
So imprint is a better word. Imprint is a better word.
What do you mean? There's two meaning difference.
Two meanings.
Imprint and the seed.
Imprint. So it has two meanings. Oh, okay. Okay. So from
the example, you understand. Yeah.
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 The smell and the seed.
Or exactly like that. Yeah.
So then, we 所种下的业障呢，它就好像一颗种子这样，这样它有两层意思，就好像一颗种子这样。这个种子呢，将来就能长成了，就变成更大的烦恼，它会再复现。可是呢，它也有它那个它所留下的那个习气，它细微的习气，就好像我们吃了榴莲一样，就有榴莲的种子，对吗？这个榴莲种子将来会长成一棵榴莲树，可是它的气味，你可以闻到它的气味，虽然是很细微的，这气味呢，不会长成一棵榴莲树，所以它有两种两层的意思。啊
，Is clear？ 啊，
我就不要讲大蒜了或者姜了、蒜了这种东西了哈。这个我就不放了。
So talk more, maybe more clear then, I don't know. So, for example, when you say ignorance, of course, then ignorance is the one of the delusion, the root of the delusion called ignorance. So that is, when you say ignorance, doesn't mean not knowing, not only that, but specifically talk about grasping true existence. You know, the mind, truly grasping, like truly existing, you know. So that is the that is the ignorance.
所以，当我们说到这个无明愚痴的时候呢，它是所有的一切的根本啊，这些一切烦恼的根本。这个无明呢，或愚痴，并不是指什么都不知道了，而是指执着，我们那种执着于一个执着的那种贪着那种心理。
So when I say ignorant, imprint of ignorance, a seed of ignorance, you know, both led by ignorance, you know. So one have power when it's a seed, seed of ignorance. So that means it have power to develop ignorance in future.Produce ignorance. It has power to produce ignorance in future. When it's imprint, also left by ignorance, but it doesn't have power to produce ignorance in future.
当我们想到无明啊，无明在我们的相续里面啊，留下这个 种子还有习气的时候呢，就是说这无明就好像一颗种子，它留下的这无明所留下的这个种子的印记呢，将来可以再引发再升起无明，可是无明所留下的习气呢却不能够。
Okay, so then what imprint does? You know, so what imprint does? Even you don't purify the imprint, that is problem, because once you have imprint of ignorance, or imprint of true grasping, true existence, when you have imprint of that, then it's still you don't grasp, you don't have grasping on that. Truly existing, but still you have the appearance, a truly existing appearance still appear in your mind because of the imprint.
这个习气呢，虽然不能像种子一样引发另外一轮的无明，可习气呢讲，既然它这样，它就没有杀害力，这样你可以不管它，这个也不对，因为呢。就如果习气你不去净化它的话，就表示呢你还留存着这个执着于我执着就法的这心的话呢，它会在你的心相续里面呢继续出现。
Okay, you get some idea from the example, then okay, yeah.
所以对给大家一些概念哦。
I'm talking now. Okay, so purification. You know, so when you do, you know, good practice of purification, then able to live in print, to able to purify it.Not leave imprint to able to purify these two obstructions.
所以呢，当我们的忏悔、净化、修行啊，这支啊修得好的话，我们就可以在我们的心相续里面呢留下这个善的习气，它就可以净化了我们所障碍我们的这两种障碍。
So then.Then after that, rejoicing, the practice of rejoicing.
接下来的七支修行的下一支就是随喜。
So again, of course, when the rejoicing is, of course, when you rejoice, that means feel happy, you know, feeling happy in your heart. You know, so when you do well with that, so then,able to reduce our negative emotion such as jealousy, or not able to reduce that, remove that, reduce that, you know.
这 随喜这随喜其实修行的随喜里面呢指的是什么呢？当我们能够随喜的时候，就是我们心里感到快乐。如果这随喜修得好的话，就可以减轻或者甚至断除呢我们的一些负面的情绪，心理情绪，比如说妒忌的心理。
So then also leap when you rejoice also at the same timeNot leave positive influence in one's mind. You know, so able to achieve the body, what call Tongna, Mitumba, Mepa, I don't know, Tongna, Mitumba, Mepa, I don't know. The body, we ever see the body, there's no, I don't know, no dislike.
如果呢你这个随喜呢修得好的话呢，你能够见作随喜的话，你就会在你的心相续里面种下这个善的习气。这善的习气呢将来啊会得到怎么的果报呢？将来呢它能够帮助你证得人人见了都欢喜的这身体。
痛哪密痛把没把死 You understand? I don't know.
见者随喜的随喜神就每个人看到你都会很喜欢你的
Whoever see、
人家不会讨厌你的有些你一看你就很生气你就不喜欢了
There's no dislike
差不多了如果用我们摩登的话语讲就是人见人爱了
Also same thing and the result of the patient also mentioned like that you know when you are patient when you are not angry you know when a very patient person so I mean the point is you are, then you are beautiful the point is that when you are patient when you are angry of course when you are angry you are notBeautiful. When you are patient, you are beautiful. So whoever look at you, they don't have disliking or unpleasant or like that. So when you are patient, then you have this kind of body. You know, so one is very beautiful body. You know, whoever see it, able to enjoy rather than getting angry. You know, so here is same thing. So when you rejoice, you achieve that kind of body, the beautiful body.You know, whoever see it, give happiness to other, not suffering to other. So idea is that, yeah.
对不起，我想到比较好笑的，想到小鲜肉。就是说当你这个随喜修得很好的话呢，当然你会证得这个美好，将来证得个美好的身体了。但同样的，当你的安忍呢、你的安忍修得很好的话，就是你很有耐心啊，不会容易发脾气啊。你安忍修得很好的话，同样的也是种下善的种子啊，留下这善的习气啊。所以将来呢，你会证得你将来这得的人生，你会长相会很庄严。佛家讲庄严了、我们普通话讲金穗很好很好看啊男的英俊女的漂亮这样。所以呢见者欢喜看到的人呢都会心生欢喜就很喜欢看到你这样。所以当看到你他觉得是一种享受。
So then, Okay, so like that. So very important, you know, so rejoicing. You have to see the benefit, you know. So when you see someone doing better than us or equal to us, you know, you don't know how to rejoice, then become jealous. So that means not happy. When you're jealous, of course, you are not happy. You know, your mind is disturbed by jealous. But you know how to rejoice that.Then your mind is peace. No.
所以呢，随喜的修行啊，如果修得好，是可以给我们自己带来很大的益力的。当我们看到别人呢、和我们一样好，或别人比我们更好的时候呢，我们就要升起的随喜心呢，发起的随喜心。如果你不会随喜的话呢，你就会很妒忌，而妒忌那个人为什么要比我这样好，因为他跟我一样。所以呢，你就会升起妒忌心，那你心呢就感到不开心了。你不开心的话呢，你的心呢就不平和了，就不平和了。好，这不平衡的将来就会有不平衡的果报。可是如果你懂得见诸随喜的话呢，看到他们比你好，和你一样好，你升起这个欢喜心的话呢，哇，这样你就会给自己带来大利益。
So important to learn. So what I'm saying is here is very important. You know, all this practice have different effect in your mind.Of course, you must do well. Also, must understand, you know, why you need to rejoice. You know.
所以呢，这些很简单的修行呢，看起来很简单，其实是很重要的修行方法。因为呢，它对我们的心相续会有一定的影响，将来也会有影响的。所以呢，我们必须在修这样修的时候，我们必须明白哦，为什么我们需要这样做？为什么我们需要随喜
？So then, 就随然故心所得。Okay, so then after that is requesting the turn to Vilakdhamma, the practice of that.
接着呢，下一支要修的就是请佛菩萨转法轮。
So this also then, when you do well this practice, then able to purify it, the heaviest negative karma. Which is abandon the Dharma.
如果呢，这个勤转法轮修得好的话呢，也可以净化我们的生死重罪。什么生死重罪呢？就是我们往昔舍弃佛法的生死重罪。
So here, so abandoning the Dharma is one of the heaviest negative karma.So, when you say Dharma, you know, some things, the Buddha gives some teaching or advice, all means to subdue our mind. Then, somehow doesn't fit in your mind in that moment. Then, you say, this is useless. You know, totally abandon from your heart the advice, which is,Because doesn't understand your wisdom from your wisdom, then you just abandon that useless. Then avoid that. So that become heavy negative karma.
所以呢，这个舍弃佛法呢，是很重的其中的一个罪业，是非常重的一个罪业来的。当我们讲到法。法指的是什么呢？在这里的法是指佛的教导，佛教导我们怎样去调伏我们的心。这样，当我们听到这法的时候，也是觉得，哎，和我们的心呢、啊，心里所想的，哎，不合吗？怎么可以这么讲？所以呢，我们就觉得，哎，这个佛法呢，讲的其实呢是没有用的东西呢，根本的不合时宜，不可以用的。所以呢，我们就打从我们心里呢，就舍弃了这个佛法。因为呢，我们不明白嘛，我们不明白这个佛法，可能是我们的智慧啊，我们智慧不到位啊，我们智慧不够，所以呢，我们就觉得这佛法是无用的，所以我们就把它丢掉，丢到一边，或者舍弃它，避开它。因为这个样子的话，我们就种下了一个重罪。
So again, you have to understand that. So abandoning the Dharma.Something very useful in reality for subdue your mind, but you don't understand that point. Then you totally have this negative mind, or this is useless, you know. So that means your mind is totally blocked. That in future there's no way to go, no way to improve, totally blocked.
所以呢，这一点我们要自己去思维了，然后去明白了。为什么呢？舍弃佛法，为什么会舍弃佛法？而且这是一种重罪，因为严格来说，相对来说，其实这佛法是非常有用的，可以呢用来调伏我们的心相续，来调伏我们所面对的烦恼。可是呢，因为呢，我们的智慧不够，我们不明白，我们觉得，哎，这个佛法其实是没有用的东西，所以呢，我们就产生了一个隔阂，就像一道障碍，障住我们。所以呢，我们的心呢，就不能呢，去把这佛法呢运用过来。所以呢，在将来呢，我们也不会去运用这个佛法，就因此呢，造下了这个重罪。
So all I'm saying is, because, I mean, for our level, we have limited wisdom. We don't see that deep. We have very limited wisdom. Then, if you decide your mind with this kind of limit, you know, small limit wisdom, if you decide like this, you know, something you don't understand, immediately, oh, this is useless, you stop there. So then your mind is blocked.By this thought. So your mind is not opened. So then it's very difficult to develop deeper, you know.
所以呢，因为我们的智慧不够，所以呢，我们智慧呢不够深、不够广，所以呢，我们不能够去理解这个佛法。因为我们的因为智慧不够，所以呢，心呢就好像一个有限公司。所以呢不能完全去理解，所以我们就觉得这个佛法呢其实呢是什么用处都没有的，所以呢我们就停止，我们不再去学，不再去听，不再去学，所以呢我们的心呢就形成了一个障碍，就我们的心呢其实就不够开放了，不能够去接受这个佛法。所以呢我们就因为我们的心呢有了这道障碍的话呢，我们就很难在我们的灵修上面呢有进一步的发展。
So like that, you know, with the limited wisdom, don't decide. The point is that don't make your decision with limited wisdom. So better keep open your mind. So there's room to develop, you know.
所以这一点重点呢，这里的重点有一个重点，就是说，如果呢，我们的智慧啊，我们懂我们是没有那么聪明的，我们智慧是非常有限的话呢，我们就不要用我们有限的智慧来做出这样重大的决定。我们应该把我们的心呢保持开放，让我们心呢有进步的空间。
So of course, you know, Buddha teach, for example, Buddha teach so many different way, you know.Like sutra, tantra, even sutra, that's like small scope, middle scope, the great scope. Even tantra, there's four different type of classic of different tantra he teach. So, it's not easy to understand. You know, so you really learn everything from beginning to end. All the teaching, what he teach. Then youWhen you understand everything, then until that, not easy to understand what Buddha say. You know, sometimes he say yes, sometimes he say no. You know, so look very contradictory each other. If you know whole entire teaching of the Buddha from sutra, tantra, then there's no contradictory. You know, everything is complement each other.Again, you have to understand, he teach according to different level of the people, he talk differently. The whole point is bring, subdue their mind in that moment. So he teach me in different way. So if we don't understand, then sometimes we criticize, this Buddha teaching is not correct, that is not correct, you know. This and that, we immediately criticize or immediately block, you know, it's not correct like that.So that become heavy negative karma.
这个佛的教导呢，是有我们有讲八万四千法，所以呢，佛陀的教导了各种各样的法门呢，它既有显教的法门呢，又有密教的法门呢，在显教里面呢，又有下士法啦、中士道啦、上士道啦等等，那密宗里面呢，又有四部瑜伽啦等等，所以它佛法是浩瀚如海的，它是不容易明白的。所以呢，如果我们真正的要明白佛法的话呢，我们必须从它开头佛讲的最简单的，到最后佛整个所有的教导，八万四千法门全部都去听了，这样你才懂，佛陀的教导是什么，你才真正的明白了。当你完完全全的去了解、去听、去理解所有的佛法的时候呢，你才能够真正的明白佛的用意。要不然呢，你觉得当然是听一点点或一部分的话，你是不容易明白佛法的。因为有时候呢，佛陀可能在这个经典里面讲，你是可以这样做的，这样做是对的。可是在另外一个经部里面，那个教导里面讲，这样做是不对的，这是错误的。所以你觉得，同样的东西，这里讲对，那里讲不对，到底是对还是不对？所以你会觉得，他可能那佛法是很自相矛盾的，不懂他在讲什么话。所以呢，如果我们真的要明白的话，我们必须精通这个显教还有密教的教导，佛在显教密教里面所有的一切佛法的教导。 这样当你完全精通的话，你会发现诶，其实呢佛法呢，佛在这里讲和那边讲呢是没有前后矛盾的，他们是互补互成的，互相辅助的。为什么呢？因为你就了解到诶，佛在那时候这样说是因为根据那时候在那边听法的人他的根器来讲的，因为那个听法的人在那个时候他根器是这样的，所以呢佛就根据他的根器来讲这个法，所以他是根据当下那一刻是听者的根器去调伏他的心来讲的。所以呢如果我们不明白这一点的话，我们就听了一点，我们讲哎呀这个佛陀这样说这个是不对的，这个是不对那个不对，全部都错错错错。这样你去批评的话呢，这样你就自己的这心里就会有个就形成一种业障了，啊，这个业障了，你如果这样形成的话呢，变成了你就犯下了一个舍弃佛法的重罪了。
I mean just one example.
这只是一个例子啊。
这个的例子有的，啊，这是的例子。
Can we try to give him another 10 years? I think he can teach in Mandarin.
Even 10 years not possible, huh?
这我就可以休息了。
pull an example. In the... what to call?Small Vehicle Sutra. In the Small Vehicle Sutra. So, Buddha teaches, for example, we cannot lie. You lie, that is not allowed for lying. You know, totally negative. Totally abandoned. You know, you must abandon that. It is like that.
再举一个例子。比如说在小乘佛教，小乘佛教指的就是现在的上座部佛教，像佛在小乘佛教经典里面讲呢，不可以说妄语，就是普通的话就讲不可以撒谎，因为呢这个妄语呢是完全恶的，是完全不善的。
So then when you talk in the great vehicle Amayana Sutra, then he didn't say that, he said differently. It's allowed, you knowYou can lie like that.
可是呢，在大乘佛教里面呢，佛却没这么说。佛呢，甚至在有些地方讲啊，你是其实是可以说、可以撒谎的。
Okay, so of course, Buddha himself he said both things, but it looked very contradictory. You know, he said cannot, okay to do, you know, totally.Totally different, you know.
所以呢，你如果这样去看，看了小乘的教导，又看大乘的教导的话，这样你会觉得，哎，这佛不是自相矛盾吗？那边说不可以，这里又说可以。
So that is, so again, you have to understand. I mean, just give example that you have to understand that until the point is which level you are yourself.Until we are under the control by self-cherishing thought. Until we have this self-cherishing thought, then you lie, this become harmful, become negative action.
所以呢，其实我们应该明白我们本身的修的程度。或者我们的境界是在哪里啊？好，如果呢，我们的心呢还没有调伏的话，我们的心呢还是在自利心的控制之下的话，那你做的东西都是以自己的利益为出发点的话，像你去撒谎、你讲妄语的话，当然这样的行为呢是没有好处的，这样的行为呢是个恶的行为。
So like that. So depend which level you are.You know, whether lie is allowed or not.
所以呢，你可以自己 检视一下，检查自己你的修行的程度，你修到哪里
？OK, so then, look at the, so then when you don't have this self-cherishing thought, you know, when you don't have this self-cherishing thought, you only have cherishing. Your mind is only cherishing other. You know, doesn't cherish yourself, only cherishing other. When you have this kind of mind, development of this kind of mind.Then of course, there's not negative karma, not negative action, you know, for the person. Even you lie, it doesn't become negative action.
所以呢，如果呢，你检视你的心理啊，你是没有这个自利的心理的话，你是没有这个我爱执的话，你的心呢，其实只有爱他执。爱他执的话，这样呢，你的自己的修行啊，到达这样的境界的话，这样如果你去撒谎的话，你是以爱他执的心理去做的话，这样你就没有造下什么恶业。
So like that, so you have to understand, you know, you must study and understand it deeply. Otherwise, you just understand one part, then you don't understand other part, then easy to abandon.You know, is it to criticize or is it to abandon, you know, the Dharma?
所以呢，如果我们不明白的话，我们只是读了某一部经典，然后我们并不是所有的佛经啊，都去深入、去明白、去学习、去修的话，这样我们只是看了一部分，明白了一部分，却不明白另外一部分的话，这样呢，我们很容易啊，就犯下舍弃佛法这样的一个罪行。
So therefore, the practice of requesting to enter will have Dharma. So you always request to the teacher to teach up the Dharma. You know, so that means your mind is open to listen. You know. So when you request that, so then able to purify it. You know, less, you create less negative karma such as abandoning the Dharma, you know.
所以呢，这个七支修法里面的勤转法轮呢、啊，这样的修法呢，就是向我们的导师呢祈求请他讲佛法啊。这样就如果你能够这样做的话，在修这个修法的时候，就表示你的心呢已经是开放的，已经准备好听闻佛法，这样就可以净化或者减少、啊、减轻你舍弃佛法的恶业。
So like that, then also then, also I mean there's many reasons, so also you create the cause, one able to achieve, able to receive the teaching, you know, for a long time, or life to life, able to receive the teaching.
不只是减轻这个或者净化哈，你舍弃佛法的恶业，同时呢，你在你的心相续里面也是种下了善的种子，造下的善业呢，将来呢，在未来生啊，能够让你生生世世直闻佛法。
So then also then is mentioned that able to leave the positive imprint in one's mind by this practice, then in future able to achieve.I don't know, just Song Chang Bei Yang to pass. I don't know. Able to achieve the deep imprint, able to achieve the, of course, eloquent speech of, you know, eloquent speech, like Buddha's speech. You know, Buddha is, I don't know, is described here.64 quality of this is a speech of 64 qualities.
这样呢，将来呢，除了将来能够生生世世哈、啊、得闻佛法这样利益，也在你的心相续里面种下善的习气。刚才是种子，现在讲的是习气啊。这习气呢，将来呢，能够怎么讲呢？能够啊。普通 通的华语就叫舌灿莲花，就是你讲的话呢，你有六十种，像佛在转法轮，他有他的语啊，佛语有六十种功德，所以你会证得这样的功德。
So idea is that you know, so you get very pleasant, pleasant speech or speech. You see, pleasant speech. So whatever you talk, so point is that whenever you talk, your talk go into the person's ear effectively, you know, very pleasant, very smooth. You know, somehow it's really able to touch your heart. You know.So not only that, the Buddha's power, if says something, but your 10 students, they understand 10 different things, you know.
这个舌灿莲花只是普通的讲法，就是将来呢，你的声音啊，你在讲的声音，你的声音人家听起来是很美妙悦耳的。叫妙音呢、啊，叫妙音呀、啊，就是你的讲话的时候呢，音呢自然呢、啊，人家会听进耳朵，进入他的心里，哦，他会触动到，他有这个能量，这个能力能够触动听者的心灵。
Okay, so I mean those are the qualities, those I mean that need the quality to have the sentient beings, you need that quality.
所以呢，如果你将来要利益其他的众生呢，你当然需要这样的功德，这样的能力。
So then, 两个 limit also requesting, what's called? Requesting guru to, guru to live long or requesting, yeah.I think that's the practice requesting guru to live long like that.
下一个七支文呢，要修的就是请佛长久住世，请你的导师了长长久久的住在这个世上。
So then that's the one also one of the negative karma. So then who teach you, who guide you, you know, showing the path how to free from suffering.You know how to achieve enlightenment. You know those. Then you really, you know, so you criticize them, you know, with a small reason which doesn't please your mind. You forgot all the kindness. you know. So you criticize them. Then that become heavy karma because the person is kind to you.You know, to bring yourself from the ocean of samsara. Then, just doesn't pity your mind, then criticize, or whatever. So, then that becomes negative karma. Because he's kind to you. So then he criticize, harm, then become negative karma.
这请佛长久住世呢，这样的修法呢，能够帮助我们消除我们所种下的生死重罪。为什么呢？因为我们的导师和佛，或者是我们导师请他长久住世，这佛和导师呢，是教导我们佛法，指引我们在这个修行道上的修行的老师。所以呢，他能够帮助我们呢。减轻或者断除我们在轮回啊所面对的痛苦，然后呢，可以帮助我们呢正道。所以呢，当我们因为一些很小的原因啊，或者是可能他讲的东西啊不合我们的心意的话啊，这样我们就去批评这些教导我们的导师、佛法导师或者佛，甚至佛本身了、啊，这样我们就种下了很深很深重的生死重罪了啊。 因为呢，因为这个人呢，为什么这么讲？因为这个人或者这个导师对我们是非常慈悲的，对我们给我们的利益呢是非常大的。因为通过他的教导呢，我们甚至可以从轮回中解脱出来，或者证得佛的果位。只因为这小小的原因呢，我们却去批评他或者去伤害他，让他的心呢受到正当啊，是去伤害他的话，所以呢，我们就因为这样的缘故呢，造下了很深重的生死重罪。
Of course, we talk before, you know, that's the foundation, good quality, the first verses, you know, you understand well. You know, the Guru is the foundation of all good quality.You know, the first verse is there. You know, so you can understand that.
为什么这么说呢？其实，如果大家上过这个功德本颂的话，第一个偈文，你们还记得吗？你们去年听的课。唯愿加持令我世间善见于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止是乃道之根。所以呢，我们的导师，佛教导师，是我们的道的根本。
Okay, so able to purify that heavy nikrama, such as criticizing or harming, you know, by doing this practice, able to purify it. Then also leave positive imprint in your mind, able to achieve what called Dorje Kunyeba, I don't know. Then able to achieve the Bajra body, you know, so like that.
所以呢，我们通过请佛或请导师常住啊，常住在世呢，我们就可以净化。因为呢，我们往昔批评或伤害我们的导师或者佛菩萨，而种下的恶业、生死重罪，我们就可以净化或减少。所以呢，同时在我们的心相续里面呢，我们一些种下这个善的习气，将来呢，我们就可以证得佛的金刚身。
So then, then the last one, I think the last one is dedication.
最后一支七支文的修行呢，就是回向。
So then, that's also important. When you dedicate well, then, so that whatever merit you collect, when you dedicate well, so become cause for that.Also then, it doesn't destroy by the anger. You know, so that means antidote to anger, particularly. You know, when you dedicate well, this become indirectly, you know, become antidote to the anger.
So, 这个回向呢，也是非常重要的修行啊。不是讲哦，修完了这个法，我们就做回向啊，念念几句话。不是的，不只是几句话，它是有特别的意义的。若回向呢，你真的是发心去回向啊，你修得好的话呢，你就可以积累很大的福德资粮。对回向有福德资粮，就好像种下这善的因呢，这个善的因呢，能够对治你的嗔心，你的那种烦恼的嗔心。若你回向做得足，若心发得够的话，做足的话呢，它可以呢间接的哈、哦、去对治你的嗔心，使你的嗔心呢不能起作用。
So therefore, very important, you know, very beginning is mentioned. Very beginning, that's the motivation. When you start the practice, set up your motivation correctly. So very important.How you motivate, how the actual practice become real good practice or not, also entirely depend on the motivation. So motivation is important. And at the end, dedication is important. So then, whatever you do in the actual practice, then at the end you dedicate. So it's very, very powerful motivation, dedication, to make your actual practice very useful, meaningful, you know, become cause.Particular, whatever you dedicate, whatever you motivate, become motivate, then that practice become cause for that, you know.
So, 这回向呢是最后一项啊，它同样的很重要。那开始的时候，我们刚开始修的时候呢，我们要调整我们的发心，检查我们的心。所以开始的时候呢，如理的去发心是很重要的。怎么去发心呢？然后应该怎么做了？然后发完了如理去发心的时候，我们就去做真正的去修啊。我们接下来要修什么东西，然后就可以真正的修行。这样我们的修呢才会有那个利益。那有。累积了这个利益哦，在功德的时候呢，这样修完之后，我们就要去做回向。这样回向呢，就变成我们把我们的所修的这个累积的福报呢，回向，回向给将来能挣得一些东西，或将来能得到一些，或利益其他人。如果能够这样真正的去做这个回向的话，这个回向就变成了很有用，有很大的利益。
So like that. So you have last dedication. Also then, when you dedicate well, also then mention that able to leave positive imprint, that able to achieve the quality of the Buddhas.
所以呢，在经典里面他有讲，如果呢我们回向做得好的话呢，我们也会在我们的心相续里面种下善的种子和习气，将来呢也可以帮助我们证得佛的功德。
Okay, I think that is from the number of people, you know, offerings, offer the Sadalim prayer and the mandala. So like the practice of, offering Sadalim and the mandala like that, the number of people. The six is the requesting to the lineage guru.
所以呢，这就是从刚才我们的第四个还是第五个啊，就供养，然后供养了，我们就请佛转法轮，然后过后我们就请佛注释。那供养的时候，当然我们有供曼达啊，然后就请佛转法轮，请佛注释，然后最后才是这个回向。
Okay, that is, I thought good to.Talk about that, so it's very, very useful. So, I mean, you know, one way, very simple practice, you know. So, this practice mention every prayer. So, good to understand that, yeah.
所以呢，就是 Kevin 也给我们做一个开示，他讲了这七支文的修法呢是有很大的毅力的啊，它是一个很简单的、非常简单的修行方法啊。可是如果我们的很多经文里面呢，当你去念诵的时候，它都有这个七支供养文的修法，所以呢，如果我们能够明白啊，它的毅力其实是很好的。
Yeah, anybody have any question on seven limb? Then if not, then I'm going to talk other thing. Yeah.
大家对这个七支文的修法还有什么问题可以提出来？要不然 Kim 我们就教别的东西了。来，有问题的可以问。Do you have any questions about the seven limb practice?Auntie is saying that we must do these prayers every day, request the teachers to turn the wheel of Dharma and ask the teachers to live long. Then we will not create the negative actions. Auntie, 你这不是问题。Kim 就问的是你有什么问题。
She's the only one asking questions, you know.
Andy, 你要问问题。对，随喜的功德很大。所以你的问题是什么？ 哦，还有什么可以随喜的哈？哦，就供佛，人家供很多供品，我们要随喜；人家做善事，我们要随喜。还有什么可以随喜的了？Okay. Auntie's question is, when we see people make offerings to the merit field or to the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas and all this, then they actually make a lot of offerings and all this, we should actually rejoice. Then when people are doing some virtuous actions, we should also rejoice. So apart from this, what are other things that we can rejoice? Is there any other things else we should also rejoice?
Yeah, there's many, many things to rejoice. No, there's limitless to rejoice. No, there's no limit.
可以随喜的东西是很多很多的，无量无边的。
Somebody dress well, better than yourself, rejoice. Somebody talk better than yourself, rejoice. Somebody more beautiful than yourself, rejoice.So like that, there's endless of rejoicing, you know.
可以随喜的东西太多太多了，说也说不完。比如说，若别人穿得很好看啊，你也可以随喜啊。若别人说话说得很好啊，你也可以随喜啊。若别人长得很漂亮啊，或英俊啊，比你漂亮，比英俊，你也可以随喜的。所以呢，可以随喜的这个东西很多很多。Auntie is saying that after your joys, after the rejoicing, you should also dedicate the merits, or else whatever they rejoice, the merits collected will be lost.
What?
Okay, Auntie is saying that after we've done all the rejoicing, we should also dedicate the merits, or else the merits may be destroyed.
Yes.
对。
对，啊，
对，啊，安迪连家输了，你随喜了，他会马上回向啊！哇，好厉害
！What she said?
I'm just saying, after rejoicing, you must dedicate immediately, or else the merits will be maybe destroyed. So Auntie is actually very kiasu. 对了，对了。
Very good, yeah.
很好，很好。
Yeah, Rinpoche, just now you mentioned about at different stage of practice, we follow the different teachings. So for example, in the lower vehicle, you mentioned that it's not okay to lie. But in higher vehicles of practice, it's okay to sometimes tell lies in the benefit of sentient beings. So my question would be, for us, how do we know which stage we are at?And which vehicle should we practice accordingly?
Thank you, Chin. 这位佛友的问题是，刚才呀 ，Ken Room 就有讲到。可以，因为根据我们不同的修行的层次或修行的境界，这样我们就有不同的表现出来的东西。比如说，在小圣里面呢，在小圣的修法里面呢，其实撒谎讲妄语呢是不对的。可是，在大圣的修行里面呢，有时候呢，这个撒谎因为要利益其他众生而撒谎的话，其实是可以接受的。所以他的问题就是，我们怎么样知道我们究竟是属于哪个境界？那我们应该怎么样去选择究竟是大圣啊小圣来修行？
I don't know. There's one, I don't know. Some kind of English expression, I don't know. I forgot something hot.
English expression.
think big, start from small. I don't know, something like that. I don't know.
Think big, start small.
Yeah. Think big, start from the small or something. I don't know. Some kind of expression there. I don't know. Exactly that or what? I don't know. Similar to that. I don't know.
像我们应该依据哪一个来修行？ 我就懂我们的层次在哪里呢？ 像Kevin就举了一个英文的说法， 就是 怎么讲？ Think big， 不可以讲大想小做， 很奇怪啊。 就是你想的是很长远的， 是比较高的。 可是呢，你做的时候就要有接地气，就要从最基本的开始做起。
So, of course, I mean, you have to know, the point is you have to know all the teaching. It's possible to leave the imprint in this life, you know, what is the Buddha teach, you know, different level of the student, so he teaches differently. You know, so with the, so that's good to know all this. Of course, in actual practice, of course, then you have to look at your mind, which level you are. Which level you are. You're at a high level, look at your mind, then start from there. You're low level, start from there. So as mentioned before, you know, whether you can lie or not, entirely look at your mind. You don't have self-cherishing thought, okay, you lie. If you don't have self-cherishing thought, you can lie, okay. If you have self-cherishing thought, don't lie. Yeah.
所以呢，我们可以怀抱大理想，可是呢，从基层做起。理想要远大，行动要实际。 所以呢，我们可以哦，我们就是要在这一生里面呢，熟悉哦佛，去熟悉去读佛的所有的教导，然后在我们的心相续里面呢，留下这个习气，还有这个善的种子。因为呢，佛是根据他的学生的不同的根器来给予开示，给予教导的。所以呢，我们可以。 看哦，无论是大小圣，我们都可以去看到完。然后，如果我们真的要自己去修的话，我们就可以检查自己哦。你用你的心哦，去观察你自己的心哦，到底你是属于哪个层次的？你是属于哪个境界的？如果你的心里呢是没有自立的心理的话。 哦，你不是只是为了自己而已哦，你没有这个自立的心理的话，那你就可以从比较大圣的方面去开始修。如果你的心呢，其实是还没有到达那个层次啊，你还是有那种自立的做东西，还是为这个自立的心理的话，这样呢，你就从比较低的层次去做。So,
of course, I mean, in the Lamrim, it's very clear. You know, they talk about the small scope, then talk about the middle scope, then it's talk about the high scope. You know, so gradually, of course, you have to know the whole thing, but when you practice from a small scope, then middle scope, then great scope, you go gradually like that.
当然，如果我们是根据菩提道次第的教导，我们去根据菩提道次第教导来修的话，我们就可以从下士道开始，然后再修到中士道，然后再修那个上士道。我们可以顺序这样慢慢的去修。I'm
answering your question or not? I think somewhere, yeah. So also I mentioned last class we talked about the, you know, after requesting the lineage guru, you know, the treating, I mentioned that. May mind become dharma, then what's next one? And dharma become path, in the path there are no obstacles. So I think last time we talked about that.
所以呢，在上一堂课呢，其实呢，我们有讲过，哎，那片人就讲不懂他给你的答案是否回答了你的问题。哦，可以哦。所以呢，在上堂课其实我们有讲到那个资粮田的时候，我们讲我们向我们的资粮田的祖师祈请，就我们讲祈请呢，就祈请呢，让我们的心呢能够融于法，这个法呢能够融于道，让我们这个修行的道路上呢一切无碍。
So your mind become dharma. So this is the one of them. I mean.Very important in the beginning, of course. You know, your mind becomes the Dharma. So, also there's the, I think somebody asked to Lama Atisha, what is the,
what's Dharma?
What is the, I don't know, what's the most beneficial thought?I think something like that. What is the most beneficial thought? I think somebody asked to Lama Atisha. Lama Atisha say, most beneficial thought is your mind become into Dharma. I think his answer is something like that.
上堂课其实我们讲向祖师祈请有心合于法，法合于道，道无障碍。所以呢，就有人呢，其实在这旧的西藏啊，古西藏的时候，就问阿底峡尊者，什么样的念头啊，什么样的念头是最有毅力的，最有最大的利益的，像阿底峡尊者呢，就说呢，是让你的心呢能够合于法。
So like that. So then also there's another question. What is the measure of what do you mean your mind become into Dharma? What does that mean? Your mind become into Dharma? Or become into Dharma or your mind become Dharma? Indifferent? Yeah, when your mind become
Dharma.
So what does that mean? So what become Dharma, not what's that?How you know? You know, so Salam Atishad. If that particular practice become antidote to the delusion, then become Dharma. It doesn't become antidote to the delusion, then not Dharma. You know, he answered like that.
这样的人接下来那个人就问，或者另外一个问题就跟着产生了，就问：因为我们怎么样才知道我们的心合于法呢？因为讲心合于法是最有毅力的，所以呢，这样怎样才知道我们的心合于法？像阿底峡尊者就回答了：如果你的修行，你所修的方法呢，能够对治你的烦恼的话，这样你这个修行呢，就可以称之为法。就你的心合于法了。如果呢，你所做的或你去修的东西呢，不能对治任何烦恼的话，这样呢，这就不是法了。
So that's the I mean probably I think you heard that before, but I mean no harm to mention again. So that's one story also in Tibet, Rating.Monastery in the Tibet. So that time there's the great master Ndom Dumba. So that time he was going around his temple like that. Then there's one guy or one monk or I don't know. So he's doing prostration or I don't remember. He's doing circumcision around the temple. Then theDomdamba saw the person doing circumcision, the temple. Then Domdamba asked him, oh wonderful, you are doing circumcision, but isn't it better to practice Dharma, you know? The Domdamba told the guy.
这样呢，还有另外一个故事啊，就是怎么讲心合于法呢？这故事呢，发生在以前的西藏哦，在西藏的这个热振寺这个地方哦，这个热振寺呢，那时候呢是我们的卡 卡当巴的祖师哦，仲敦巴尊者呢，他创建的，应该是他创建的哈。这样，他那时候呢，就看到有一个人呢，有个男人，他就在那边绕这个佛庙。这样，这仲敦巴尊者见到了，就问他：“哇，你这绕庙真的太好了，哇，真的太好了。这样，你如果你去修行佛法的话，是不是更好呢？”他就这样问他。
So then the guy taught, you know, maybe then he taught maybe practice Dharma mean, then he taught maybe when you find some text or sutra like that, so he sit down and read the sutra there, you know. So then again, Bhumitamba saw him reading sutra and doing prayer like that. Then Bhumitamba asked him, wonderful, you're reading the sutra, but isn't it better to practice Dharma, you know?
这个男人就心想，诶，我在绕庙，他讲，诶，叫我去修行佛法，这样他指的是不是要去读佛经啊，佛的经文啊，所以他就去找了一本佛的经文啊，就在那边来读啊，对，就读佛的经文，就读起来了。这样中东巴尊者见到了，就去问他，哇哦，你在读经文，这太好了，诶，如果你能够修行佛法的话会更好。
So like that, then after that, then he thought, oh, maybe he mean maybe better practice Dharma mean meditation, you know. So he thought that. Then he sit down in the temple or something. Then he, you know, sit nicely, you know, close eye and meditate, you know, doing some meditation. Then again, this Kandamba master Dhamdamba saw him then.And say same thing to him. Oh, wonderful, you're doing meditation, but isn't better to practice Dharma, you know?
这样那人心想，诶，哦，这个读经文，诶，也不对哦。所以他想，诶，可能哦，这个修行这个佛法呢，就是他就是要叫我去静坐了，坐下来。所以他找了一个地方，在庙里找个地方就坐了下来，然后闭上眼睛呢，哇，就在那边修静坐了。好，那仲敦巴尊者又看到了，哎，走过去跟他讲，哇，太好了，你会静坐，哎，要是你能够修佛法，不是更好吗
？So like that, so then, after that, you know, he don't know what to do, you know, so he don't know what the Dhamma is saying, you know, isn't better practice Dharma, so he don't know what to do next. So then he asked to Dhamma, what does you mean? What do you mean to practice Dharma? You know.
所以呢，这个男人呢，就给这个仲敦巴这样问了几次，就给他搞糊涂了。哎，到底呢，这个仲敦巴尊者在说什么呢？他到底要我做什么哈？要怎么做才是修行佛法？所以他就直接去问那个仲敦巴尊者了。你讲修行佛法，怎么样才算是修行佛法？
Then Dhamma replied to him. So said this Lord Dong. So detach.So I think he says, detach from this life. Don't attach to this life. Detach from this life. You know, he says twice, detach from this life. Detach from this life. You know?
所以呢，仲敦巴尊者这时就开口说了，就远离这一生。
So like that. So, so point is that. So, when you are not detached from this life, you are just attached to this life. So there's no real practice of Dharma. The point is that whatever you do, circumambulation, reading sutras, or even you meditate, you know, it doesn't really become Dharma. Look like Dharma, but it's not Dharma. Because all this become condition for attached to this life. You know, so it doesn't become real Dharma. In real Dharma means not detached from this life, so that means not attached to this life. No.
所以呢， 底什么叫做远离这一生呢？这个远离这一生呢，就不执着于这一生的快乐，就不执着于这一生快乐。因为呢，因为当你所做的一切啊，就比如说当你是去，无论是你去绕它，或者去读这个经文啊，或者你坐下来静坐的话呢，你这样做哈，你这样做，表面看起来好像在修行佛法，可是呢，你修的呢都是为了这一生的，修的都是这一生的安乐的话呢，这样呢，你所做的一切呢就不是佛法的修行了，因为呢，你所做的一切呢变成你更执着于这一生。所以呢，你就没有真正的去修行这个佛法了。所以真正的去修行佛法的话，必须远离这一生的执着。
So therefore, also the one of the great pandit, the Sakya pandit, so he said in the detached from poor clinging, I don't know, Shambhashita, so the first ones, if you attach or you are attached to this life, so you are not Dharma practitioner or something like that.
所以萨迦班智达呢也有这样的说法，就是远离四种执着哦。第一个就是，如果你执着这一生的话呢，你就没有佛法的修行。
So then, from the fourth, the second is your coalition, nijumas. You are attached to the samsara. So then you don't, if you are attached to the samsara, that means you don't have renunciation.
如果你执着于轮回的快乐的话，你就没有出离心。
So then third one, you are attached, what do you call it?让顿的心啊，强生灭，因为让顿了。If you have self cherishing thought, then that mean I don't know. If you have self cherishing thought, so that mean you don't have bodhicitta.
如果你执着于我爱爱我执，你就没有菩提心。
So then the last one, you will.You have strong clinging, grasping to the self, then you don't have the view of the wisdom. Wisdom, you don't have wisdom, as you can say.
如果你执着于深重的我执的话，你就没有智慧。
So like that, so what I'm saying, the first one, so, you know, so when you're clinging to this life, you know, then,whatever we do, then not, it's very difficult to become Dharma, you know. So that means it doesn't really reduce your negative emotion. You know, doesn't become antidote to the negative emotion. It, that means doesn't subdue your mind. Dharma means subdue your mind, change your mind. You know, if one cannot change, then it doesn't become Dharma like that.
So, you know,刚才 Kinruji 讲的就是第一个，就是萨迦班智达讲的第一种四种远离执着。就如果执着这一生的话呢，就是没有所谓的佛法的修行。因为如果你执着这一生的话，无论你做的什么，你所做的一切都只是为了这一生而已，所以呢就没有所谓的佛法的修行。为什么呢？为什么它不是佛法？因为呢你所做的一切并不能使你的烦恼减轻，它不能对治你的烦恼，所以你的心呢得不到调伏。如果你心得不到调伏的话呢，你就不是在修行佛法，因为佛法所谓的法是能够转换你的心，你的心的，它是能够调伏你的心的烦恼的。
So that's what the Lama Tisa said. What is the most beneficial thought?Is one's mind become into Dharma. You know, so that means why it is most beneficial? Because once your mind become into Dharma, so that means you harm the negative emotion. So that means reduce the negative emotion. So that means you're reducing the suffering. So that means you bring more happiness. Next life, life to life, you know, up to enlightenment. Like
所以呢，就是阿底峡尊者所说的最有毅力的、最有毅力的念头、想法是什么呢？就是心和语法。为什么心和语法或心容语法是最有毅力的呢？因为当你的心和语法的时候呢，你就能够对治你的烦恼，你就能对治你内心的恶心、恶念头，它就能够使你的烦恼减轻。你烦恼减轻的话，就可以带来给你这一生带来很大的快乐和利益。不只是这一生，也可以来生哦，生生世世给你带来快乐和毅力，直到你证得佛的果位。
So it's not easy. So this is the very, very first step of the practice. You know, when you talk about the Dharma practice, that is not easy.
所以呢，这其实是不容易办到的。可是呢，这是佛法修行的第一步。
So of course, again, then, how you make that? How you going to make? What kind of meditation really your mind become into Dharma? You know, what the tool? You know.
所以呢，我们现在就要问哦，怎么踏出这第一步？这佛法的第一步怎么踏出？我们应该做怎么样的修行啊？怎么样的静坐，或者用什么方法呢？去修啊
？Okay, so then that's the best is meditation dead and impermanent. You know, when you have good meditation dead and impermanent, then your mind becomes Dharma.So that when you have dead and impermanent, then you have less clinging on this life.
所以呢，这样问的话，其实最好的修法或修行的工具啊，用现代话语来讲，最好的工具和最好的方法呢，就是修这个念死无常。这个念死无常的思维修呢，能够帮助我们的心呢，容于法合于法。如果我们时时刻刻都有念死无常这样的心理的话呢，它就可以减轻我们对这一生的执着。
So I mean, that's also not easy to meditate, you know. So you need a lot, you know. Dead in the teaching is mentioned. Dead is.Nyabarachiwa. Dead is certain. Time of the dead is uncertain. Time of the dead, nothing have. You know, your wealth, your friends, even your own body cannot help, you know.
所以呢，念死无常的思维修啊，在这个佛经里面呢，它就有三个根本的重点，就三个嘛。第一个就是死期必至，第二个就是死期无定，第三个就是死的时候呢，什么都不能帮助你哦，你的财富、你的朋友，就算是你自己的身体呢，也不能帮助你。
So like that, so like that. Then when you have good meditation on that, meditation really understanding.Dead and impermanent, real understanding, real realization, then there's no difficulty for the practice to purify native karma, no difficulty, collect merit, no difficulty.
所以当我们这个念死无常思维修啊，修得好的话呢，就是我们在根本上，在我们的心相续里面呢，完完全全明白念死无常的道理，完完全全明白由念死无常呢得到它的定解的话呢，这样呢，如果我们要去修这净化我们的业障啦，去积累福德的话，再进一步去修的话，就完完全全的不会有任何困难了。
So that's what Thakadamba Master said. When you have this good realization good meditation of dead and impermanent. And dead is definite, you know, very definite understanding in the mind. Then, Kata Master says, when you have this realization, then no difficult to purify naked karma, there's no difficult for collect the merit.
So, the卡当派的祖师啊，就这么说过：如果我们的念死无常呢修得好的话呢，我们一定啊心里就知道死必至。我们知道死必至，死亡必至的话呢，这样要我们去净化我们的业障啦，要我们去很积极的去积累这个福德资粮的话呢，就一点都不难了。
So then also you said when you develop like love and compassion, when you fully develop the love and compassion, then no difficulty helping sentient beings. You know, there's no difficulty for helping sentient beings.
当我们的慈心和悲心呢，完完全全的发展起来的话呢，这样要我们去利益其他的众生，利益一切众生的话，就一点都不难了。
So then, also then after he said.If you have realization of emptiness, you know, when you understand you have the realization of emptiness, you have the wisdom realizing emptiness, empty of true existence, when you understand that, then you don't have difficulty to avoid all the, all the mistaken appearance.Mistaken appearance.
所以当我们呢完全的了解的空性智慧，当完全证悟的空性，完全证悟的自性空的道理的话呢，这样我们就要我们去我们不被这个妄想啊，所有的妄想啊所迷惑的话呢，就一点都不难了。
So like that. So I mean, we did the foundation of good quality. You can see the second line there. Of course, there's the second line there. I don't know. The second verses.I don't know what to call that one.
Understanding the precious freedom of this rebirth is found only once is greatly meaningful and it's difficult to find again. Please bless me with generated mind unceasingly day and night. Take its essence.
This life is impermanent as a water bubble. Remember, it's quickly decay and death come.
Third line, third verse.
Oh, this all can be understood that. First is talking about precious. I mean, we did talk before this one. Talking about precious human rebirth, then of course, it doesn't last long. It's become like a water.Pressure, I mean, rebirth is like a water bubble, like that. You know, so the point is what I'm saying is you understand the impermanent, dead and impermanent, you know.
所以呢，当我们完完全全明白了这个这个死无常的道理的话呢，就好像这功德本颂里面第二个偈颂还有第三个偈颂里面讲的，我们一次所得此善有暇身，难得有益，然后不间断，你会昼夜升起取其精华心，你就日日夜夜24小时都没有问题。然后唯愿加持令我先念死，生命漂游如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确实黑白夜夜出国，就是第二和第三个偈颂。当我完全明白的话，我们就明白这个人生狭满的人生是很难得的，我们就会明白这死无常，然后我们去修的话就没有问题。
So I mean that's the second verse and third verse, you know. So that's about that. Just now talking about, you know, essence of that, you know.
所以呢，我们刚才所讲的这样一大堆呢，全部都是这个第二和第三个偈颂的精华。
Okay, then I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. 对对对。
对对
啊Auntie is saying that we must have these three kinds of attitudes. That means we must view the teacher who teaches the Dharma as a doctor. Then we are the patient, and the teaching is actually like the medicine.
Correct.
And because we have a lot of different types of illnesses. Auntie, 你好厉害嘞！你好厉害啊安迪你是我的偶像
I think you should all go receive teaching from her
这个我不要翻了哈
Okay, I think that's it, huh? We finish our time, okay?
所以今天呢，我们就讲到这里，然后我们下个星期再继续。所以现在我们就做回向。So we will now do the dedication.
Next Sunday, no class, yeah?
Next Sunday, got class?
No class, no?
The DF.
Yep.
所以下个星期我们还有上课，因为还没有到清明节的法会啊。Okay, we'll do the short daily prayers. I think we'll follow last week. We'll do English and Chinese, English and Chinese. 我们就根据上个星期的那个回向，我们先念英文，然后就念华文，就是31，然后32页，然后33，然后34，可以吗？啊，我可以请 Benny 来念，那我休息，不要了。OK, page 31 dedication.Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the supreme jewel Bodhicitta, that is not a reason, arise and grow, and may that which has reason not diminish but increase more and more. 愿以此功德普及于一切。我等与众生皆共成佛道，愿此珍贵菩提心，为生令其速升起，以生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。Page 33. Just as the brave Manjusri and Samatabhadra too realize things as they are, I too dedicate all these merits in the best way, that I may follow their perfect example.I dedicate all these roots of virtues with the dedicated praises as best by the victorious ones that's gone of the three times so that I might perform good works. 勇猛文殊如宝了诸法大行普贤菩萨亦如是未能随从彼等清净学我将此等善根皆回向正如三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚未行普贤行我亦如是将此善根各个皆回向谢谢大家 Thank you, see you next week